Welcome to this deep dive. So today's mission is to unpack the provided sources on Jenna Salinas, and we're looking to reveal how a 10-year background in treating bodily pain actually like perfectly translates to fixing complex corporate operations.
It really is a fascinating pivot.
Right. I mean, for those of you looking to modernize your team's workflow, we are basically exploring how a wellness practitioner evolved into an AI native engineer.
Yeah, it's a massive perspective shift. I mean, usually we view corporate operations like a machine, you know, like if a gear breaks, you just swap it out. But her sources reveal a completely different philosophy. She treats a company like a living organism.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second because I am really trying to picture it. How does reading human anatomy actually translate to fixing international supply chains? Like, are we just talking about a vague metaphor here? You know, treating root causes instead of symptoms?
No, it goes much deeper than just a metaphor. So, in her decade as a licensed massage therapist, she trained in profound pattern recognition. Like, say a client comes in complaining of knee pain. A traditional approach just treats the knee, right?
Air.
But she learned to look upstream. That knee pain is actually a compensation for a tight hip,
Oh, I see.
which is then compensating for tension in the lower back.
So the pain is just the alarm bell, it's not the actual fire.
Precisely. And she applies that exact diagnostic lens to cross-team bottlenecks. So, for example, at Embedcard, she walked into a cross-border supply chain that was stuck at 46% profitability.
Wow.
Yeah, due to massive customs delays. And naturally, the company thought they had a shipping or border issue.
Wait, I mean, if a shipping container is physically stuck at a border, how is that not a customs issue?
Because the customs delay was just the knee pain.
Oh,
It was the
huh.
symptom. Gina realized the tight hip, the actual root cause, was upstream. It was a documentation process failure.
Oh,
The
wow.
way products were being classified for tariffs, specifically, you know, the HTS codes, it was wildly inconsistent across their commercial invoices.
So once she standardized the paperwork upstream, the friction at the border just basically disappeared.
Right. By automating that paperwork, she eliminated 90% of those customs delays.
That is wild.
And she lifted profitability to 62% in just 3 months. Just like on the massage table, she doesn't just see the tech, you know, she sees where the handoff breaks.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting to me. Spotting the bottleneck is step one, but how is a former massage therapist actually building the systems to fix it?
Well, that's where her specific niche comes in.
Like, she didn't learn to code in a traditional boot camp, right? She just architects the design and AI types it out.
Exactly. She sits right at the intersection of operations, AI workflows, and automations. She's an AI native engineer, so she uses tools like Claude and Cursor to build production-grade systems. But it's not just hitting generate.
Sure, yeah.
Because she understands the invisible architecture of a workflow, she maps out every single data handoff.
Right, like she built, I think the sources said 8 automations for a Google retail program.
Yeah, that saved them over 250 hours a year.
That is insane. She took a manual slide deck process that used to eat up 3 hours every single Monday and just turned it into a workflow that takes minutes.
And crucially, we have to emphasize her human-centered philosophy here.
Yes, exactly.
She automated that process not to replace a worker, but to liberate them,
Right.
you know, get them out of grunt work. And she designs these systems to make herself unnecessary, always leaving behind successor-grade runbooks.
Basically, highly detailed instruction manuals for whoever comes next.
Hey, get
It's
that.
just such a fascinating model. And for you listening, Jenna is currently taking on full-time remote roles or fractional consulting via With Jenna to help businesses modernize and humanize their operations.
It's incredible work.
It really is. It makes you pause and reconsider how we evaluate talent. I mean, if a former massage therapist can spot the invisible broken handoffs in a tech stack faster than a traditional software engineer, what other unconventional human-centric backgrounds are we severely underestimating in this new AI era?